Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Add dry eye relief to your routine with Refresh Optive Mega 3, a lubricating eye drop with a moisture-rich, preservative-free formula enhanced with an active ingredient like flaxseed oil and antioxidants. This formula supports all three tear film layers and provides advanced hydration to instantly moisturize and soothe dry eyes. Refresh Optive Mega 3 is safe to use as often as needed, so you can make it part of your wellness routine. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers, FSA and HSA eligible.
How is everything over there, you guys?
I just ordered a bagel.
I hope that your bagel is like our bagel last week.
That's what I got.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it could ever be the exact same.
I don't know how to just like that bagel.
I know.
I don't even know what to say. Like, I'm so glad you had the same experience to me because I don't have to explain it to you.
Yeah. Oh my God, what a treat. That's so rare that two people experience the same thing the same way. Why are you so giggly? Is it because your boyfriend? Because your boyfriend?
Okay, well, but first of all, I just want to say hello from the screen.
Hello from what?
The screen.
Hi.
Hi, I'm computer husband this week.
Love my computer husband. Happy to have him back.
It's so nice to be in this form. I don't even feel like I'm away because I am looking right at you and you at me.
I'm looking right at you.
I know. It's special. It's great. So I'm in New York still. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm computer husband. And yesterday, I'm so sorry. Yesterday I spent the whole day in my bed, which we'll talk.
Connor, me too. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. And let's get there. So yesterday, like,
take us from the top though. Take us from the top.
Okay, I'm just gonna start at my boy. So Saturday, I'm in New York City. I'm walking around and we were heading out to lunch. Mm-hmm. And who do I see besides my closest and dearest friend, soulmate, Matthew Gray?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Greg Kubler. And I see him. And
so this now marks the third affair that you two have had, almost behind my back even.
Yeah, it seems that way. It's just like, I don't know. I'm not even seeking him out or him, me, but like, we just like, we would find each other in any life.
you have an invisible string with Matthew Gray Gubler.
I know. And he was like, I was like, Maddie. And he was like, Connor, like whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey. Yes. And he's like, no, yeah. Like before he said anything else, he's like, do you want my other smoothie? They gave me two for no reason. And I was like, oh, sure.
Of course.
And I drank it and it was delicious. It was like a creamy.
Yeah. What was it?
It was like a creamy almond milk green juice, but like smoothie. And I needed that like in a big way because I had my shows the night
before. It's almost like he's anticipating your needs.
Yeah, a lot like a guardian angel.
This is insane.
Yeah, like it's so funny. I know. I should have honestly just like posted it on the BNC linked thing again, like we did the last time.
Without texting me first, I would have had.
No.
I was getting you should have done it without texting me first.
I know. No, I'm too scared because comments are always like, "You're bullying Brooke." I'm like, I'm not.
It's not you. It's the universe.
It's the universe. The universe.
I must have done something so foul.
I know.
In a past life, to be getting this type of, it's teasing and taunting.
It is, and I texted you and I said, in that moment we were infinite because it truly was.
Yeah.
It's just so funny to see him alone. You know, it's just like he is
literally Everything Everywhere All at Once part two.
I know. And it's funny because a lot of people DM me and they're like, I have lived in New York for 20 is crazy. And they're like, everyone runs into him except me. And I'm like,
me too.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. It was really funny. And he remembered Hunter, my friend that I was with, and he talked to everybody. We had 5 people at this. He's chatting with everyone. What did he say? Oh my gosh. He was like, oh my gosh, you are, because he complimented my outfit last time.
And right.
He goes, you are always dressed up. I said, you are always dressed up. This is something I threw together last minute. But he looked so cool as always. As always.
I wonder the next time if you'll take it a step further and do intentional hangout.
There's no way, especially because I keep talking about him every time I meet him.
He doesn't know that.
I don't think it's that crazy for him to maybe listen to something or hear of something, because I think he's online.
Well, it would just be crazy. Like, what I'm seeing in my head right now is you're just headed to a night out. You pass him and you're like, oh, come with us. And he does.
Anything is possible in New York City. That's the thing about New York City is there's invisible strings everywhere and I'm tripping all over them. It's crazy.
It's like, this is like the universe has given you, this is the third sign that you two are stringing out.
Yeah, we are strung out.
You are literally strung out with MGG.
I know. And it's funny because I'm like, sorry, I just found a new knickknack that I shouldn't be playing with. But I know. It's really funny.
It's hysterical.
This was hysterical. I know. And when I posted that casually, it did look like we went and got smoothies together. We did not. He just had an extra one that he gave me.
You are legitimately soulmates with my soulmate.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I really, really this isn't your fault. It really is from the universe.
I know.
There's nothing that you've done.
I know. And I've actually really he's one of the only people that I've really had overwhelmingly great, net positive with.
Three for three, net positive.
Wholesome, great interactions. You know, it's never when I'm going out or something. It's always when I'm having a wholesome, going to brunch, you know, like going to get a coffee, having a can in Little Italy, you know, it's never oh crap, I was leaving happy hour and said way too much, you know, which I did this weekend, many others, but,
well, next time you see Matthew, tell him that I just got my pumpkins from Gooblerween.com.
Brooke?
Did you watch Gooblerween?
No, I didn't. But someone told me about it the other day. It's on my list, which will be a nice surprise when I finally get cozy and watch it.
It'll be great to watch him having the relationship that you have with him.
I know. I'm dragging it out. My stomach, my heart just dropped into the bottom of my stomach because I'm looking through. My viewing platform is not what it seems if you're watching the video. I just looked and I saw feet rested up on the coffee table in front of you. And I said, who the fuck's in the room with you? I was like, who is our guest? Who is co-hosting for me? And I'm not there. And I thought you guys didn't tell me. That made my stomach drop seeing his feet.
This young man's feet?
Yes.
Something kind of similar happened to me last week. I was doing
an
all day shoot with the brand that I am so excited for you guys to see. I can't wait to talk about it once it comes out. But this was hour 8 of the shoot and I was losing it a little bit. And I had turned behind me and there was a mirror, but I didn't know there was a mirror. So I had thought my sister flew in to surprise me for the shoot. Because I obviously wasn't wearing my glasses and from far away I looked like her. And so I screamed, oh my God, you guys. Thinking they flew out my sister for what? I don't know. But then I had to explain, sorry, I thought that was my sister.
Brooke, you know what's scary?
Hmm.
This morning I
Did I drive a car?
Oh my God. No, this morning I was doing this podcast and it was in someone's apartment and I'm in their kitchen and I turned and said, oh, I'm so sorry. It was a mirror. it was just us three. And I'm like, I just freaked out. I'm like, am I a kitten? Like seeing my reflection for the first time. I was like, sorry guys, that freaked me out so bad. I was like, that guy looks just like me. And he's
the older
like,
I get, the more I keep seeing that girl that looks just like me that freaks me the hell out.
Oh my gosh. We're like learning about our reflections in our big age.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really special. Wow.
Okay, what happened next after Matthew in New York? Was that before or after your shows?
That was after my show. So Friday were my shows. The shows were absolutely phenomenal. It was like my best. It was like my favorite shows. I know I told everybody. Everybody's like worried going to the shows. It's so funny because I forget how many. Brooke, you don't know until you go to some of these shows, like how many people listen to our podcast.
I've been.
I know, but like. But now having done 60, 72 of these shows.
Oh, okay.
Almost 80. The room when I'm like, you guys listen to the podcast, right? Like everyone's like, yes, obviously. And I'm like, crap. How many people listen to the podcast? Like, oh my gosh.
So, I actually, like, when people ask me like, oh, like, yeah, how many listeners do you have? I have no idea.
I have no idea. Because like, I also don't understand how many is a lot and how many is many at all. I don't understand how big 100 people is.
No, 100 and 100,000 might almost look the same to me, to a girl like me.
I know. I know I'm aligned with a girl like yourself, but I am like, whoa, holy shit. So, but it's weird because when I do these shows now, like they're like nervous for me because I like tell everyone I'm nervous.
Yeah. You know?
But then when I get to the show, I forget to be like, you guys know I got it set up. This is now, we're now at the show. I haven't prepared, you know? But like, if I do a joke that like, it starts out like, oh my gosh, what's he gonna say? Like you see everyone like start to sweat.
Oh, that's kind of really sweet.
Yeah, yeah. And I've been doing crowd work. I did a lot of crowd work and they were like, that was good. You're crowd work. Like you're doing good crowd work. I'm like, oh my gosh, I forget that I'm like totally transparent. So like people are like nervous to see how the show goes, you know, but they went really, really well. The venue was awesome. That was obviously, I don't do like a ton of theaters. They're a lot like comedy clubs, mm-hmm. you know, where people are like sitting at a table.
Right.
This was a theater with like rows that went up.
How many or, like, people could it
was like 500.
Oh my God. And how many shows did you do?
We just did two. But it was like, there was like a marquee outside that had like Fibs and Friends on it, like New York Comedy Fest. It was so legit and it was so much fun. And the crowd was awesome.
Every day you moisturize your face, hands, and skin. But what about your dry eyes? It's time they got some attention with Refresh Optive Mega 3, a lubricating eye drop that instantly moisturizes and soothes dry eyes. This moisture-rich, preservative-free formula is enhanced with inactive ingredients like flaxseed oil and antioxidants. Its advanced formula supports all three tier film layers, and its moisture-locking technology helps prevent further irritation. Refresh Optive Mega 3 is safe to use as often as needed, so you can make moisturizing your dry eyes part of your wellness routine. Get lasting relief with Refresh Optive Mega 3. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
And then we had the after party.
I was going to ask about the after party.
So the after party was...
Did you fall under the weather?
What do you mean?
Like, did you become under the weather?
No. A little bit. no, well, it was like, because I don't drink at my shows, you know? So like, when after the show, I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm done. Like, and so I was like having fun, whatever. And oh, it was just like a blast. Like, I have nothing bad to say. Like, I did have to give a speech at some point, which I didn't know I had to do.
Oh.
So I was like up on a chair, like, all right, well, Thank you guys. I really appreciate it. And cheers. And that was my speech, I guess, which I'm glad I didn't like drag it out, but a lot of people came.
Was it everything you had dreamed it would be?
Yeah, it was really interesting. You know, it's kind of something so interesting when like you are celebrating the end of a show with drinks and then you're meeting people for the first time at your after party. And I'm like, oh my gosh, so good to meet you. Tell them the wrong name, you know, because I've only read their Instagram handle.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, that is not my name. And I'm like, okay, well, you're like the 100th person I've met in this room. So, but it was honestly, it was so great. And then we came back and had some nightcaps at Hunter's apartment with so many people. I had so much fun. It was great. It was a great time. I have zero complaints. It was like such a successful end. If that were to be the end.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're not done.
I'm not done. How do you know I'm not done?
Don't you leave for London?
Oh, no. I'm saying I'm not done with my weekend.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the tour.
Oh, no. I got invited to the SNL after party last night or on Saturday.
No, you
night.
Didn't.
Yes, and I went.
No, you didn't.
I did go, and it was about to so cool. Off. They were all there. Was able to. It's very much like a free for, like people are literally mingling and having
Who
fun.
Who did you connect with?
Everyone that you could think
give
of.
Give me a few names.
I really don't think that I should because
just
the only
one.
Thing I the only thing I said to literally every person I talked to, I am your biggest fan. And so, you know, like I wasn't very like.
Was anyone like, oh, I know you?
Yeah. I have a lot of friends on the show.
Who are your friends on like, the show?
Jane Wickline.
Yeah.
Like Marcelo is a buddy of mine.
Right. Is he? Is he now?
He's a buddy of mine. Ben Marshall was there.
Okay.
Sarah Squirm was there. We're not friends. I think like after my hello, oh my gosh, I'm like such an honor to meet you. Such an honor. On our way out, by the way, like want to double down. I do love you. I did get to ask one of the people like, hey, you were on my list for my after party, but you didn't show up. So like, what's going on? And they were like, well, I was on SNL tonight, so I couldn't make it to your party last night. Sorry.
Right.
I am such an idiot.
It's okay. Could have happened to anyone.
Yeah.
I was pissed off that Bowen Yang wasn't at the Wicked premiere on Saturday. Oh, and I was like, what could he possibly be doing right now?
Okay. Just work.
just like Saturday Night just, Live.
Like, clocked into their job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like me, the narcissist. Like I couldn't help but notice that like you didn't show up to my stand-up show after party. What the hell?
Right.
No, I mean it was very much like such an honor. The issue book is about the SNL after party is that it starts at 1:45 in the morning.
That is an issue. That is a huge issue.
But everybody was there. Like they all went, like of all ages.
What do you mean of all ages?
Like Lauren
like
Michaels
21
was,
plus?
No, like
it wasn't
older,
21 plus?
It was. No, there's no children there. I mean like Lauren Michaels was there.
Right. I would love to know how much these people sleep on Sundays. Or if they're like, I can't sleep on Sundays. It's my only day to do anything.
Well, oh, that's true. Oh my gosh.
I would
but
not
they do,
survive
they
the
do
SNL
have,
schedule.
They do have on season and off season.
Right, but I'm talking about on season.
Yeah, I know. That's really interesting because like they're it's just so late, you know, and I was like, how do you guys do this like at all? So that was great.
Are they required to go?
No, I don't think so because there were a lot of people that weren't there, but it was just so great to see them and they were all having a great time and celebrating. I think it's
Rock?
At a different place. No, I think it's a different place every single time. But I saw Bill Burr, who I did a show with a while back.
Right.
And I was able to reconnect with him. And I was like, remember this? And he was like, no, why would I remember that? That small, unimportant moment in my life with you, why would I remember that? I was like, that's like so true. That's a great point. We took a selfie, which I don't think you're even allowed to do. So Sunday, I did spend every single moment of the day.
You had fallen under the weather on Sunday.
Yeah. You know, and I told everyone, I was like, no, I'm just trying to get my money's worth out of the hotel. I ate every meal in my bed.
Yeah.
So that was great. I've actually never done that in my life.
Oh my God, it's the best.
Like straight up watched 5 Christmas movies and didn't leave my bed.
Oh, you've been missing out.
I know. It was really nice. And it rained in New York. So it was just like, oh, I didn't need to go. Yeah,
it hasn't rained in here, inside here for like a year.
I know.
I've been craving. It hasn't rained since I moved into my new apartment and I've been dying for it with those windows.
I know. You've needed a cave day.
Haven't had a cave day yet.
I'm craving a cave day.
You just had a cave day. Don't be greedy.
No, I want one where I don't feel sick the whole time.
Yeah. But I feel like you won't, if you're not feeling sick, you won't do one.
I think if I plan ahead, I think if I tell myself, like, listen, tomorrow's a cave day. If it's going to rain, like, you have no plans, cave it up. Go caveman mode. I think that I could convince myself to do it.
Okay. I'd like to see you try. Really,
I know. I have been doing this thing in New York where I like tell myself, like, you know what, you walked all day, like you don't need to work out or do anything, you can relax. But like, I really need to do something.
No, I agree with what you said first.
Oh yeah. you had a big weekend too.
I had a big Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
I didn't do anything on the other days.
That's okay, because the Saturday was big.
Yeah, I went to the Wicked premiere.
Yeah.
Which, like, I'm really bad at having, like, oh, pinch me moments, you know? Like, I feel like it's been really hard for me to, like, be joyous and not have imposter syndrome. But this was one of those times where I, like, look back on, like, the videos of me as a kid, like, putting on a play of Wicked. And I'm like, wow, like, look at you now. Look at me now. So that was giving me goosies. If you wanted to walk the red carpet for the premiere, you had to get there at 3 p. And the screening wasn't until 6:30. So you had to get there like pretty early. So for me, I've never done that piece of an evening before because I don't want to ever get pictures and I don't want people looking at me on the red carpet. And it's just like not my thing. But for this one, I was like, you know what? Like this is such a marvelous day. We're going to show up at 3 p. Okay.
Yeah.
Gonna show at 3 p. Even though it's also hard to have 3 hours where you're talking to people and socializing before the film. But I was gonna do it, Connor. I was really excited to walk the red carpet at the Wicked premiere. Showed up at 3 p. It was kind of like a jumbled mess. No one knew where to go, but eventually got onto the carpet. I was with Brittany, found a lot of my friends to connect with. Started walking the carpet. No one took a picture of me.
Yeah.
I'm looking at, there's hundreds of cameras in front of me. Not once going off. Me and Brittany said, hello?
Yeah.
They did not take a picture. I had thought they were taking a picture of Brittany. They didn't even get one of Brittany.
Are you positive they didn't take any?
Positive.
You looked it up?
I'm positive because those pictures go on Getty Images. And everyone else is, they made it to GettyImages.net. I did not have a photo on GettyImages.net.
Yeah.
And I had gotten there at 3 p.m. for my photo op.
Yeah. No one would know. Like, you wouldn't know this unless you have done these things. Like, learning to go there and then going on the carpet is just, like, humiliating by itself. Like, it's so bad.
That's why I avoid it.
Yeah. And then, genuinely, because at these things, I feel like people don't know, like, it will literally be, I think the last one I was at, I think it was like Sabrina Carpenter and Addison Rae were right before me. And then it was me. And it was like just crazy to hear like the thunderous amount of, and then you walk out and it's like, literally feels like.
That's why I'm even more confused, because it wasn't that. This was just like the influencer portion. People should be taking pictures of Britney, you know?
Yeah.
So we were both just like, yay. And that was that.
That can be weird.
And that was that. But there were like fans of Wicked like on the side. And I thought some of them were screaming Brooke, but I don't think they were. I think I was mishearing. But one person did scream Lady Ephron. which is good because that I can make out more than Brooke.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, hi. And they were like, can we take a picture? And I was like, oh, yeah. So I just stood there and smiled and like posed. And they were like, no, like, can you come over here?
Oh.
I was like, oh, God. Yeah. So that was horrible. Yeah, I'm sorry, you guys.
I would have been like,
I didn't understand the specifics.
I would have said, can you take my phone and take one of me too? Because I didn't get one.
Well, thankfully, Kat, my love, had taken a few of me when I was on the carpet and no one was taking a picture.
I've had that happen so many times, but you literally have to, I have swallowed my pride and been like, I just need one.
I said hello.
I literally have been like, I have said at one of those things, not everybody all at once. And they laugh. It's a lot of the same photographers at those things. And I've become friends with some of them because I have absolutely just like embarrassed myself by being like, oh, you guys are crazy. Not everybody. Come on. I don't know where to look. Come on. Like nobody. Oh, you guys, not so fast.
That was truly the one time in my life I've ever wanted a picture.
Yeah.
But it's fine. Because I have the memories.
You got the pictures that you posted. No Getty.
Yeah. Who needs a Getty when you're having fun?
Every day you moisturize your face, hands, and skin. But what about your dry eyes? It's time they got some attention with Refresh Optive Mega 3, a lubricating eye drop that instantly moisturizes and soothes dry eyes. This moisture-rich, preservative-free formula is enhanced with inactive ingredients like flaxseed oil and antioxidants. Its advanced formula supports all three tier film layers, and its moisture-locking technology helps prevent further irritation. Refresh Optive Mega 3 is safe to use as often as needed, so you can make moisturizing your dry eyes part of your wellness routine. Get lasting relief with Refresh Optive Mega 3. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Who even is Getty?
I don't know. And to be honest, do not care right now.
Yeah.
Getty is dead to me.
I remember the first couple times I was in Getty. I know the first time you were in it, you didn't realize, but you had that turkey leg.
Yep.
When I first started arriving on Getty, on the scene at Getty, I was just like screenshotting them and posting them because they cost like $500 to get the rights to.
You can just download it.
You can download it. But then someone texted me from Getty and they're like, hey, by the way, like if you don't get usage rights for those photos, like you can get sued for thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
Everyone posts their Gettys.
I'm just saying, I don't know.
They're wrong.
I don't know, girl.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case.
I don't know. I worry about being sued every day.
I mean, you would just delete it. Worst comes to worst.
I know. That's what you would think, I guess. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But then there was a 3-hour socialization piece, which was pretty. Guess who was there? Who I didn't say hi to, but was sitting right next to me.
Who?
Steven Pommel Horse.
Aw, dang. Why didn't you say hi?
I was shy.
Gosh darn it,
you. Being a shy girl. And then Trisha Paytas was there, who I had connected with at the other Wicked screening.
Yeah.
So Kat and I went up to her and were like, hey, had no recognition in her eyes whatsoever, which is fine.
That's someone who definitely meets like a billion people at those things, I feel like.
Yeah, I had thought we had had like a unique intimate moment at the last screening. All good. And then that brings us to the film. It was in like a huge theater. So I was in like the third row of the balcony. So the only way I could see the cast, specifically Jonathan Bailey, was through my phone, which is for the best. Because like if I had been any closer, like I would have to be escorted on a stretcher.
Wait, what do you mean through your phone?
Like I couldn't, they were so like far away. I could only see them through my phone when I was zooming in.
I see, okay.
Yeah. Ooh, but also the producer of Wicked, Mark Platt, Ben Platt's dad, was introducing every member of the cast. And when he got to Ethan Slater, he could not remember his name.
Yeah.
And it was literally, I have it on video, so brutal. The crowd had to start screaming Ethan Slater. Because it was literally like a full 30-second pause of him looking around being like, fuck, I don't know this guy's name.
Is Ethan Slater in it?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's where him and Ariana met.
I thought that was on Broadway.
No, he's Bach. Remember Bach from when you saw Wicked?
I remember Bach.
Yeah, he's Bach.
Because guess who did my show this weekend?
Natalie Ortega, who played
Natalie
Nessa.
Ortega.
Yeah.
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 She got one night off of Wicked and did my show.
She's a sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
But I was worried that, you know, I have a habit of seeing films and saying, that's the best thing I've ever seen in my life. And then seeing them again and saying, wait, what?
Yes.
I didn't think it was possible to like it more than the first time that I saw it, even better than I had remembered. It is literally, this film is a masterpiece. I cannot wait for everyone to see it. I can't wait for you to see it. Ariana Grande, like, the talent of our generation. The talent of our generation. And Cynthia, too. Like, usually, like, when you're such a good dramatic stage actor, it doesn't translate onto the screen, but boy does she translate. Boy did she plug out Google Translate for her role in this film. Oh my god, it's so incredible. And Jonathan Bailey's dancing through life, I can't believe this is going to be something that's I'm gonna have access to, like, on my personal device that I can just rewind. That is what's feeling crazy to me. The way that I feel watching Jonathan Bailey perform Dancing Through Life is the way I felt the first time watching High School Musical. It's that type of fluttering pit in your stomach.
Is it the same? The whole movie is the same?
There are some differences, and usually, like, those differences are annoying when you're, like, so obsessed with the stage production and it gets changed. It's like, I hate that. Every single thing they did differently, I'm just like, wow, that's awesome.
That's good.
Yeah.
I didn't see one. Obviously, like, I saw everybody's stories. Every single story was like, I'm in disbelief about this film.
It's Connor, it's so remarkable. And they made, like, Dancing Through Life is like 9 minutes and Defying Gravity is like 7 minutes. And they're just like epic. They're epic. Like, they added like moments in them that just like elevate the songs and the plot so deeply. Oh my god, you guys, I am not overselling it, and I feel confident saying that I'm not overselling it.
I can't wait to see it. When does it come out for normal people?
The 22nd, but there's an advanced screening. Like, it comes out on the 20th in LA, I think, so I'll be there for my third viewing. This will be the most I use my AMC A-list ever. I'm going 3 times a week.
Yeah, I know. It's like movie season too. I feel like that's how it should. I feel like movies should only come out in the fall.
My 2025 Spotify Wrapped is fucked ass out.
Oh yeah, sorry.
It's okay. I mean, I'm not upset about it, but it is going to be Cypher Sore Eyes.
Yeah, that's gonna be overpowering.
Totally. It's gonna be overpowering.
Do you not get nervous that you're gonna listen to a song so much that you're gonna hate it?
I do overdose on songs all the time.
Yeah.
I don't hate them, though. Like, 3090, I overdosed on. And it's, like, it's still, like, my favorite song in the world. But, like, I do have to skip it now.
Yeah, it sucks. Like, I hate that my entire running, like, workout playlist now is, like, all skips. Because I'm, like, I don't want to listen to this. And so, like, the whole thing is spent skipping to the most recent song that I added to the playlist.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, I can't even start working out. I'm, like, sitting in there for the first, like, 8 minutes just, like, doop, doop, doop. And then I have 60 seconds to work out to, and then I have to stop for another 8 minutes and skip 20 more songs.
Yeah.
And then
The best is when you overdose on a song and then you don't listen to it for a really long time and then it has its renaissance.
I need a song to come on the radio for me to enjoy it again. Like, it needs to be like not my choice, you know?
Totally. When I'm I could be listening to my playlist that I've been skipping on somebody else's car radio and it's suddenly the best thing I've ever heard.
Yes. I'm back in I never kind of left, but I'm back in my Tom Misch era. And I feel like, I told you, I went through a phase where I just like wasn't listening to music for some reason. And I was like scaring myself because I was like, maybe I'm dying. You know, I legit was like, what happens within a person that like really truly listens to music all day? Like I hate not having noise playing in the background at my house. What happens to a person like that? What's going on internally? What's going on in my heart that I can't listen to music or podcasts? I was like, I want to hear the wind. I don't want to hear like a bird's wings flapping lightly.
Oh yeah, I sit in complete silence.
Yeah, no, I'm back listening to music. I don't know what era I was in my life where like I was just like cool in silence, but I'm not anymore. It feels good to be out of that. But I do know that like I think I was kind of put on this earth to spread the good word of Tom Misch. And I'm like campaigning.
Oh, you know, I'm on this, your life's purpose.
I'm on this crusade to like get people to listen to Tom Misch. This individual man that just like absolutely, I know in my heart I'll never meet him or connect with him, and that's okay.
You know, what does he look like?
A man, literally. Like if you were to just draw a British guy.
Oh, he's British?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you know?
I didn't expect that.
What are you thinking right now when you see Tom Misch's face?
Almost might like him.
Oh wow! Well,
but he looks like someone that I can't put my finger on.
No, that's what I'm saying. He looks like a man.
Yeah, that might be it.
Yeah, because he does. He looks like 100 people combined into one, and then like erased a little bit to where like it's just the vague parts.
Yeah. Well said.
Yeah. Like nothing super remarkable, but something I like string cheese.
Something I like about it. No, string cheese is remarkable. The polio cheddar and the mixed one swirl.
Oh no, I'm going classic mozzarella. I also, do you know what I used to do with string cheese?
Make an octopus?
No, I used to make a woman with a hula skirt.
It's probably the same as my octopus.
It could be, but also it could not because I start from the top and go down.
What else would you do?
I feel like an octopus, you would go from the bottom up.
You just flip it upside down after.
Well, no, it's about how you oriented it from the start because I need my hula skirt to be covering my girl's under parts.
That's sweet of you.
Just looking out for my girl.
Are dry eye symptoms frequently interrupting your day? Keep dry eyes off your schedule with Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops, offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your eyes. With innovative hydrocell technology to lock in moisture and prevent further irritation, Refresh Reliva PF Extra gives you lasting relief. Equipped with a soft squeeze multi-dose bottle featuring a double lockout system that keeps drops sterile so you can feel confident using it. Refresh has been delivering relief from dry eye symptoms for 35 years. It's a track record of success that has earned the trust of physicians and patients alike. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Oh my gosh, I gotta get some street cheese today. Some string cheese.
String cheese.
Yeah. I had a life-changing grilled cheese in my bed yesterday with tomato bisque.
Oh, shut the up.
I can't. Oh
from,
my gosh.
Like room service?
from room service, but the room service for the hotel I was staying in was a restaurant.
That's awesome.
That was like at the bottom of the hotel. The bread, Brooke, was each piece was like the thickness of a small novella.
Wow.
Novella. And the cheese, you're sadly mistaken if you're guessing anything besides a Monterey Jack cheddar blend.
I don't think I was guessing anything besides that.
Oh, well then, sorry. You were wrong. Wait, you were right.
What?
Congratulations, you were right, is what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Oh my God, just thinking about it. Wow, maybe I'm hungry.
You might. What'd you have to eat today?
I had, it was really good. Oh my gosh, it was really good. It was, I've kind of been like I've been on this thing since my stomach ache happened.
Oh, how's that, by the way?
It's good.
Is it done?
It's really done. I really think it was stress for the New York shows, which is just crazy.
How insane. What your mind can do to your body, limitless.
No, I know. And like a lot of people were able to diagnose me with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and they sure were.
I'm here to tell you that the couple of you that came into my DMs and said, first of all, you need to see a gastroenterologist. I'm still going to do that when I get home. But the way that after my show, I didn't have a stomach ache at all. And then the rest of the weekend, I didn't have a stomach ache at all.
Even after the tomato bisque?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
That was unrelated, by the way. So watch your mouth. Even after the tomato bisque that I eat horizontally, which is just like you're asking for it.
Don't victim blame.
I wouldn't victim blame. You're right. I was naked, though, in my bed eating tomato bisque. I like just need to tell everyone the details of how good the sandwich was. It was just like in my cold ass hotel room while National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is playing.
National what?
Lampoon's.
Oh, I've never heard of that film.
Yeah.
Did you love it?
Mm-mm-mm. It's so good. It's such a classic. It's like when movies had like a joke a minute, you know, like every joke was either like some funny physical comedy thing or like the way something's delivered, like a line. I miss when comedies like really didn't care if you caught the joke or not. You know what I mean? Like there's so many
jokes.
There
was no over explaining.
No, it was like we're moving past this joke so fast that like if you didn't get it, you didn't get it. Like this is for you. I feel like jokes now are almost like joke coming up, punchline, and then hold up a laughing sign. You know?
Yeah. Have like I spoken about the film Shallow Hal here? I think I have.
Why do I feel like recently I talked about Shallow Hal, but I have not seen it, so I can't remember.
I'll just talk about it again because I watched it this weekend. This was the first PG-13 movie that I had ever seen. It's Jack Black and Gwyneth Paltrow. And it is, like, if you watch now, like, it's horrible. Like, so the message is terrible.
We have talked about Shallow Hal.
I think we have. The message is so bad, but at the time in 2003 it was like, wow, that's deep and profound. Basically, Jack Black is like the most shallow guy in the world, and he gets hypnotized in an elevator by Tony Robbins. Is that his name? Tony Robinson or Tony Robbins, doesn't matter. That life coach guy. And he starts to see women for who they are on the inside. So like he sees Gwyneth Paltrow, this like kind, selfless woman, as Gwyneth Paltrow, when in reality, like, she is like they put her in a fat suit. Okay, that's what she looks like in real life, but Jack Black is seeing like the Gwyneth Paltrow that we know. And so eventually, like at the end of the movie, like he finds out that he's been seeing a different version of her, and that's not actually her. And then he's like, oh, I realized that I love her anyway, like even though she's not skinny. I can love her anyway. And at the time, everyone's like, aw, it really is what's on the inside that counts. But now watching it, you realize like, oh, the message is that this man actually had to be hypnotized to find this woman attractive. So it is horrible, but it is like such a case study on the early 2000s. And it is, I feel horrible saying that I enjoy it, but like, it's just like, it's such a case study. It is anthropology watching that film. It's horrible. Really encourage you to watch it. So, so bad.
I feel like all of that era is pretty tough, unfortunately.
It's just like you watch it and you're like, I cannot believe that this is where we were. Not only that, I don't believe that this is where we were, but I literally was, how old was I in 2003? Like 8, 7? I was watching that and I was like, oh. Like, that's what's crazy. Honestly, Shallow Hal being the first movie, PG-13 movie that I had seen, could be the reason for a lot of my neurons misfiring. Could be the reason for a lot of the issues that I have.
I guess if your canon event for romantic comedies is one based on hypnotism.
It's on the outside that counts.
That's hard. Also, I love that trope of, I feel like this like doesn't get talked about ever, and I'm going to try to find a way to phrase it where like I don't get in trouble. But like, I love when, like in Seinfeld, for example, like, what's the bald guy's name? I forget now.
Jason Alexander or George?
George. Like George Foreman.
He's in Shallow Hal.
Oh, okay. Perfect example. Back then, like that was like a bachelor. That was like an eligible bachelor that like had the girl, like the girls he was dating, I wouldn't peg him to be able to.
They're so far out of his league.
Yeah.
That you can say that.
Okay. So like, I mean, as shallow as it is, like how was George
pulling?
What was his last name?
It's not George Costanza.
Costanza. How was George Costanza? How is George Costanza like even getting in touch with these women?
Well, I think like in general, that's just like how the world works with like men and women. Like usually the woman is much hotter because unfortunately, I think we have to lower our standards and men have really high standards.
Wow.
Yeah. Can you believe?
No.
Yeah. Also, Larry David like based George off of him, so I'm sure he was like, let's give him all the gorgeous women.
Larry David based George off of him?
That's like Larry David.
Who is Jerry?
Jerry.
Oh my god, because his name's Jerry Seinfeld.
Connor, you're scaring the fucking shit out of me, dude.
Wow, why did I think that Jerry Seinfeld was supposed to be Larry David in that show?
No, George is Larry David.
Why wasn't Larry just Larry?
I don't think that he was an actor per se, but also Jerry isn't, so I'm honestly not really sure.
But also he made Curb Your Enthusiasm where he plays Larry David.
I agree.
Huh.
Maybe he regretted towards the end of Seinfeld.
The success of Jerry Seinfeld and him being left in the dust, like Judd Apatow vibes.
Judd is left in the dust?
Well, Judd like tried to be an actor and then just found out that he really excelled in writing and directing and producing and everything. And
you know that all from his friends, book, right?
Yeah, and all his friends. Like he was roommates with Adam Sandler. And
yeah.
Adam Sandler like got this awesome acting gig and he was trying to do acting for the longest time and then finally had to like give up.
Yeah, but, look, back to your earlier point about like the women that George can get, like look at the women that Adam Sandler plays opposite of in his films.
I know,
that's just the way the world works.
But he also is playing like a goofy, like I know. I,
yeah,
know,
that's
I
the way that, the world works.
Yeah, goofy man. Yeah,
just
we've. I mean, we've had.
We'll just do Jennifer Aniston and Drew Barrymore for Adam.
Who do you think should play alongside Adam, Brooke?
I mean, I unfortunately like these films. I'm buying into it.
Wait, when is Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston put side by
just
side?
Just go with it. Right after he's with Brooklyn Decker.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not saying Adam Sandler is unattractive. I love Adam S, but it's just like obviously him and like Brooklyn Decker and Jennifer Aniston is like a different type of situation.
Maybe for your next book, you write a rom-com screenplay instead.
no, maybe I write about an average looking girl that ends up with the hottest guy in the world. Because where do you see
that? It doesn't work for
where,
me.
Where do you see that?
For me.
Because we don't see it.
Well, no,
that formula hasn't been successful before.
Which is
so sad.
Is my misogyny showing? Like, is my zipper down? Is my misogyny showing?
Your misogyny just flopped out.
My misogyny is like sitting on the table right now because I.
You're sitting like, sitting with your misogyny in your hand. Oops, your misogyny in your hand.
Oh my gosh, is that my misogyny? Or are you just excited to see me?
Every day you moisturize your face, hands, and skin. But what about your dry eyes? It's time they got some attention with Refresh Optive Mega 3, a lubricating eye drop that instantly moisturizes and soothes dry eyes. This moisture-rich, preservative-free formula is enhanced with inactive ingredients like flaxseed oil and antioxidants. Its advanced formula supports all three tier film layers, and its moisture-locking technology helps prevent further irritation. Refresh Optive Mega 3 is safe to use as often as needed, so you can make moisturizing your dry eyes part of your wellness routine. Get lasting relief with Refresh Optive Mega 3. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Yeah.
Oh my heavens to misogyny. I literally can't even wrap my head around a rom-com that focuses on like a 5 and a 10 in terms of women and men.
No, but that's the way it is reverse always. You can't think of one. I don't know if they exist.
I can think of one.
But you don't want to say it?
Yeah.
Just say it.
Because then I would be, no.
Because it might be okay.
No, let me think on it a little bit. Let me put on my big boy misogyny and then I'll get back to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
But maybe that will be my next book.
I think that would bode well with the economy.
Something bad has happened to me in the writing process.
Hmm.
I created a character that I am so addicted to, like a fictional character that I've fallen in love with them before. I'll do it again, but it's been different falling in love with one that I've created because I can literally just like make him do whatever I want. I have complete control over the narrative and I feel like it's like a Frankenstein and his monster situation. I feel like I'm Frankenstein, like an evil, like scientist. And I've created something so powerful that it will destroy me. I feel like I'm being destroyed.
You're being destroyed by your own character?
Yeah, because I'm too addicted to the character that came out of my own head. I think he's been sitting dormant within me for a really long time and he just busted out onto the page. And now he might ruin my life and he's not real. He's just in my head, which is scary.
Have you talked to your therapist about that?
No, why?
I'm just curious to see like what they would say.
I've definitely talked to therapists before about the celebrity thing. My mom actually forced me to go once Blaine became a character on Glee, Darren Criss. Once he entered the Glee zeitgeist, and he formed a relationship with Kurt, I had lost touch with reality a bit. And then my mom came to a new therapist with me to explain the situation. I remember sitting next to her and her talking about Kurt and Blaine to the therapist.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But it's been 14 years since to the day almost since Darren appeared on Glee. So I've been insane for 14 years. Well, I guess before that too, but this particular type, 14 years now, going strong. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, to answer your question, I have spoken about this specific type of mental with a therapist. I haven't spoken about the Frankenstein's monster yet.
I'm curious to hear, like, you need to update us, okay?
I'm currently not in therapy.
Oh.
That doesn't sit right with you?
No, you've just always been in therapy.
Well, I had that life coach or the emotional intelligence coach recently who I ghosted, who's very, very hurt by that.
How'd you ghost?
I didn't feel like it was doing anything. So, yeah. I had to ghost.
That's okay. Sometimes I feel like that's totally fine. How do you know that their feelings are hurt if you ghosted?
Blowing up my phone.
I'm so wary about who listens to the podcast now. So we just need to like.
I don't think the emotional intelligence coach is.
You never know.
I really, really don't think so.
My phone, the only notifications that I get anymore are that they keep seeing coyotes outside of my house and different places to get cookies and cream milkshakes near me on Reddit. Like, I don't know who signed me up those messages, and then I'm still getting spam texts. Do you know I just got a spam text from a store I shopped in one time online? One time they said, I can't believe what you did this weekend, .. And then that's
text
all
them,
I saw.
Stop.
I know.
I'm always texting stop.
I'm so burdened by the weight of a simple task, like a texting it stop.
Oh, I love texting stop.
I'd rather complain for 10 minutes on the podcast.
Wait, do you remember last week in the bonus I told you my dream?
Yeah.
About you guys surprising me with MGG?
Oh yeah.
Do you think that was a manifestation of you running into him?
Do you think?
Again. Yeah, I do.
It's also funny because it's like so not even near the last place I saw, but it was completely different.
People go different places sometimes.
I know. I always forget that.
You were in a different place too.
I always feel like very different place too. I always feel like people that I like, especially like famous people are.
Oh, okay.
Are like Sims that are like in their little neighborhood and like they. Like I go walk over there and they'll be there. Did you ever play The Sims?
No, I never did.
The Sims was so addicting for no reason, but it was like, I'm going to go over here and talk to Daddy Warbucks. And The Sims is so interesting because The Sims was just like, you make your own world, which like, I want to talk to other people that played The Sims and see like why people were so addicted to like living genuinely. It was just like life. Like you're just like living.
Maybe it's just, it's life, but better.
But it's like kind of monotonous. It's like you need to still go to the bathroom in the video game. It's like, I don't want, why? You could have taken that part out of
it. But can't
game.
You like make the Sims have sex with each other and stuff?
Yeah.
So sure, that's probably fun. Why people were playing.
Yeah, but they just go into like a cloud of dust and then they come out and one's pregnant.
I'm sure that sounds fun to me.
But it's not even like something you could do for pleasure. It's like they're in a cloud of dust.
You just like it's implied.
Okay, so for the same reason, why were people making their Sims drowned or die in a fire?
Those are probably serial killers almost.
Yeah.
I didn't know people did that.
Yeah, everybody did that.
Oh, they'd that's like, really scary.
Yeah, and you could also make it pee its pants.
Oh, that's what horrible.
I know. Like a part of me, remember when I was like all the things you create in AI, all those messed up AI images are like in another universe, they're like alive and just like miserable. I feel like another universe, like your Sims that is peeing its pants, like is somewhere like with a wet pair of jeans now that you did that. Like you should feel disgusted with yourself.
That's making me very sad.
I know. How sick in the head is that?
Very.
I know.
Did you make your Sim pee its pants?
Yeah.
That's really sad.
I know, but it was kind of like when you were in
school. I'd like to think I really, truly would not have done that.
It's kind of like when you were in school and you are playing like a game, you know, with the teacher, and you were like, can we just see what happens when you get one wrong?
Yeah. That's,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like impulsive. But then why did you make your guy pee his pants repeatedly?
For what?
Did you make him pee his pants more than once?
Whoa. I thought you said for P. Diddley. I was like, what? You sick freak. What did you just say?
P. Diddley?
P. Diddley. I was like, what is that little concoction you just made up? I don't know. I do know that I have done that. Like, I seriously feel like I'm going to get in trouble for like somebody that like is on a Sims like help team is going to be like, are you admitted
to Sims?
Yeah. You know, like you made your Sims pee its pants. Like, by the way, I don't remember myself doing that, but I do know that people did that. Like, I'm sure that like, it's also kind of hard because like there's other characters, like you need to take care of more than one person, and you like don't, I can't remember. I hate getting up to pee. Sometimes I wish that someone could pee for me, you know? So like, God forbid I didn't get everybody to the bathroom on time. That was hard.
Yeah. I was busy with my Tamagotchis.
Tamagotchis were just like not realistic enough for me.
Yeah, see, I needed more like fantasy.
Did you do Neopets?
No.
Oh,
so I did Tamagotchis, Webkinz, and Club Penguin. All with no moderation.
So were you making your Club Penguins go to Plow Town?
No, but you know I was Lady Efron on Club Penguin.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. There's coyotes in my neighborhood again.
Who is texting you that?
Citizen app. Oh. Do you not have the Citizen app?
No, I don't.
I downloaded it when Max got out, like escaped. And I've had it ever since. It is the number one way I get local news. It's actually insane how much like I know now about places that I visit.
I almost don't want to know.
No, you don't want to know how many sexual offenders live right next door to you, by the way.
Right. I can just, assume.
My thing will be like, hey, there's two sexual deviants that live 800 feet away from you.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? How far is 800 feet? Like, that's across the street, right?
I think that's in your apartment.
Well,
what have you been playing with this whole episode?
Okay, it's stuck to it's magnets and it's blocks that like go in and out. It's legit a baby toy.
Yeah.
But it's sitting on this desk and it comes off, and then these are opposite magnets. I've already told you I love magnets.
Yeah, no, if we know one thing about you. My cat is broken.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about Jonathan.
Are you serious?
Like when you said my cat. No, because if you don't say his name, like
Jonathan.
What?
My Jonathan is broken.
Why?
He's obviously perfect. And he's such a good boy at the vet the other day. He's perfect, but the sucking on my neck got to be such a problem. I was literally like walking around with like, I'm so sorry. Like it's disturbing, but like I had hickeys all over my neck.
Wait, what?
For my cat. Because he was biting and sucking, waking me up every hour. There was nothing I could do. I would try to pull the covers over my head. He would go to the bottom of the bed, find a way to an access point, an entry point from the bottom of the bed, and he's just like biting. He's like nursing. So now I'm going to order a neck brace. So last night I slept with a blanket wrapped around my neck because the vet said that a lot of cats like to suck on blankets. So I was trying to put the blanket in the place where he gravitates towards. And the past few nights, he's been sucking on my cheeks and my forehead.
Who am I?
Jonathan?
Let me kiss your neck. Come here.
He's like, it's literally like violent almost. He like has to get to it. And it's every hour. I haven't slept in a month.
Like, I'm so sorry, Brooke. That's such a huge issue for me. And that's disgusting.
It's really not. Like, he's just like a kitten who needs that type of stimulation. Like, it's either like teething or like nursing or whatever, but like it's not working. It's really not working for me.
It's so funny because I think a couple episodes ago, I was like, cats kind of creep me out because I feel like they're really sexual the way they rub on you and they show you their buttholes all the time. And they're like, ooh, let me get up next to your body and itch you. And I'm like, I've always been like a little bit like wary of cats. And now you're telling me that your cat gave you a hickey?
No, not a hickey. Like I'm wearing so much concealer right now. It's so scary.
Like, to the naked eye, if you didn't have a podcast with, by the way, we just talked about how many people listen to this, you would go to a coffee shop and someone's like, wow, this girl has like a bunch of little goblins that suck on her neck. Like, who she's hooking up with a small.
No, yeah, thing. It looks like I'm straight out of like a romantasy human ex goblin.
Like little troll, man, that like lives in
just like your those cheeks. They're love bites. They're love bites. But yeah, it's not good. He will not suck on anything else besides the skin from my neck and above.
We gotta move away from this topic. I'm so sorry. Like, it's really like
that's
sending me to
a huge part of my life.
I know. It's just like, I can't, like, you keep saying sucking and it's really like throwing me.
Should I say nursing?
I don't know, man. I just.
You're acting like I want this. I'm miserable.
Like, you know, it's not like the cat is this. It's not a mountain lion that's sucking on
Connor,
your neck.
You don't know how ferocious he is.
Ugh. Oh my gosh. I'm sick.
He's a baby.
Maybe get him like a nipple thing to suck on. But like get him something to suck on.
He's got everything. I cover it in catnip.
Cover your neck in catnip and see if like maybe catnip that he doesn't.
No.
What would happen if you wore?
I'm getting a neck brace.
Okay.
And a ski mask. to sleep in.
Oh my gosh. Is it just your neck? Has he tried on anyone else?
My neck and now my face, because I've been covering my neck with a blanket. So like the corner of my eyes, like it's like sick. I obviously that's my son and like I have never felt this type of love, but yeah, he's definitely going through something. And the vet said it should stop within a year.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick to my stomach about Max. Like, it literally is just like, I haven't seen him in so long. And like, I'm sure my parents are going to try to steal him from me still. So I just like freaked out.
You freaked out or you are freaked out?
I am freaked out because they're just like, oh yeah, like we got him a new bed. And I'm like, well, don't invest in him. He has a good bed.
Yeah. You Mimi know. Wants him bad too.
Yeah. She just called me while we were recording. Also, I am almost done with tour.
What's left?
Indianapolis and St. Louis.
Oh my God. Then, guess who's in Indianapolis?
Who?
Gabby A.
Oh, no way. Why? Is that where she goes to college?
That's where she goes to school.
Oh, I didn't even know you. Yeah, she should come.
Should go to
Connor's show on Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
I'm so excited because I feel like the shows that I was really nervous for were New York, and they went so well. And now I'm just like, now we can just have fun, you guys.
Yeah.
So much fun. And then it's London and Dublin.
When is that?
I leave next Tuesday.
Whoa.
Wednesday.
Okay. Is he says Wednesday? In?
Yes. Is he knows my dates better than I do. And luckily, I made all these plans and then my parents bailed. So I don't think my parents are coming anymore.
Seriously?
Yes. So that'll be a fun solo travel experience for me. To spend Thanksgiving alone in a pub in Ireland.
Well, at least they don't celebrate Thanksgiving there.
It'll be perfect because it'll truly be like American abroad alone on Thanksgiving. Like, Brooke, write that rom-com. Except that would imply that I'm a gorgeous man. Hang on. We need a Jennifer Aniston.
You want me to write you in a book with Jennifer Aniston?
No, I need the male version of a Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, okay.
Studying abroad.
Like Jacob Elordi studying abroad.
Yeah. It's got to be Jacob.
Yeah. I can play opposite him.
Yes. Oh,
really?
No, sorry.
Really, Connor?
I'm sorry. No, I honestly would just like to see the height difference, because the last time you two were in a room together, I looked at you like I was cross-eyed. So.
Oh, that was. Oh, I have to redeem myself with that young man. Unfortunately, he's too famous now.
I know. We lost him. Yeah.
We lost him. All right, man. You ready to head over to the bonus?
All right, woman. Yeah, I would love. All right, woman. Yeah, I'll see you in the bonus.
Okay. Love.
Love you guys.
See you in the bonus.
Thanks for listening. See you in the bonus. Please come over. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Please do.
There's
a video coming out next Tuesday on the YouTube channel.
Yes. Oh, good thinking, Brooklyn. Yeah. There's a video coming out next Tuesday on the YouTube channel. And
this is the thing
really
we've been teasing for like 8 months.
It's been done and it's been completed as well as finished. So we are ready for it. We are so ready for it.
Yeah.
It's so fun and it's so different.
I had my acrylics on in that.
Yeah.
In that video.
I wore blue light glasses.
So.
All right, you guys.
All right. We'll see
you soon. Bye.
My bagel's probably here.
Bagel.
This week on Close Friends. You know who I'm obsessed with looking at? Michelle Yeoh.
Do you want to suck on her neck?
Yeah.
I am not having one more cocktail this trip around the sun.
Me neither.
God has a plan.
That ain't that the truth.
And yours didn't include orangutans. Diet culture is eating me alive.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Kind of bananas.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.